This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's halacha share. So we're going to continue with the halachas of food during a meal. We're up to dessert, and this is an important conversation. What brachas do you make on dessert? So what we'll do, Mr. Hashem, this evening is we'll talk about fruit, and we will talk about ice cream. And next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about mazonas, cakes, and things like that, because it's treated quite differently. So let's take a look. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. We are up to page 12, if you've got the sheet in front of you. If you remember that we previously mentioned the Mishnah in Brachos, which appears in the Gemara Memal from base, and the Mishnah says over there, Pas poteres kol minei machel v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. That's the general rule, that you make a bracha on bread, and that covers things eaten in the bread meal. Now, the trouble is, and so too, you make a bracha on wine, and that will cover other liquids that you subsequently drink in that session. However, that only the bread covering, kol minei machel, only is for foods which are normally eaten as part of a bread meal. So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the first box on page 12, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, Dvarim Hadboim B'toich HaSuda, things which are normally part of a meal, Imheim Dvarim Hadboim Machmas HaSuda, if they are items which are normally eaten as part of the meal, Dahainu Dvarim Shederech L'Gvoya Suda Aleihem, things which are normally eaten as part of a meal, L'Lafes Boim Esapas, which accompany bread, that's always the definition in halacha. Kagoin, for example, basar, vadagim, meat and fish, beitzim, eggs, yirokas, vegetables, gvina, cheese, daiso, mine meluchim, certain types of oatmeal, mazonas type things, like waffles eaten as part of the meal, and salty things, salted fish perhaps. Afilu oichlim below pas, even if you eat them without bread, you're eating you think of a regular meal, you're eating some fish or some eggs or some meat with salads or whatever it may be, and you're not actually eating bread with that, but you've washed, and that's your first course, that's your second course, whatever it may be. Ein to'unim bracha lifneihem. We do not need a bracha before them. The birchas hamotzi putartem, because the bracha of hamotzi patters it. Now, we are familiar with that, that's not a surprise to us. So, you know, whether you wash during the week or on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. You wash, and things eaten in the course of a meal, the bracha of hamotzi will exempt the need for any bracha before individual items. V'lo lachareim, and so too, you don't need a bracha afterwards. If I would now sit down and have some salads or some fish or whatever, I would make a bar pradoma, and I would make a shahakol, and I'd make a bar nefoshes at the end. But if it's eaten in the course of a bread meal, then I don't need to make individual after brachas because the birchas hamazon will cover it. The birchas hamazon poitarto. Okay, that's the first half of Sif Aleph in Kuf Ayin Zayin. However, it carries on. But if these things are eaten not part of the meal, you're not going to, that's not the mainstay of the meal, and he gives examples of dessert type things. So you're not going to have a meal just of ice cream or just of, of fruit or things like that. Sometimes you can, and we'll come to that in a second. But generally speaking, these are not eaten for satiation. They're eaten because you like a sort of a sweet end to the meal or something like that. And the example he gives is kagoin te'inim, figs, va'anovim, and grapes, v'chomene peris, or other types of fruit. Im oichel osam below pas. So long as you're not eating them with bread, which, you know, generally speaking, you don't do. You just have fruit on its own. To unin bracha lifnehem, they would require a bracha beforehand. The birchas hamotzi einu petarton, because the bracha of hamotzi will not exempt these dessert items. The lav me ikasuda hem, because it's not, you know, the central part of the meal. It's not the mainstay of the meal. The einum to unin bracha lacharehem, nor do they require a bracha afterwards. The kiven shebo b'teichasuda birchas hamotzi petarton, because at the end of the day they are eaten in a meal setting, and therefore, although they require a bracha beforehand, the birchas of hamazon will sort of suffice, if you like, will cover it for an after bracha. Okay, now this is not a chiddush. This is something we're all very familiar with, and therefore, in the same way that you make hamotzi, and therefore you eat normally without making any brachas before or after the individual items. However, when it comes to fruit, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that you have some fruit for dessert, you will need a bracha beforehand, but you will not need a specific bar nefashos or al ha'etz or whatever for brachas afterwards. That will be covered by Birchas HaMazon. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says at the bottom of that first box, when he gives examples of Ta'enim, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'chein dovo sheba rak l'kinuach v'loy l'haspia. And that is true for any food which is l'kinuach, which sort of, you know, for the sweet post-meal experience, whatever you want to call it, as opposed to for satiation. Now, so a few ha'aras, a few observations on that. Number one, this applies to fruit which is ha'etz or ha'adama. Doesn't make a difference. So, for example, at the end of the meal, healthy desserts, there's some fruit platter, and there's some grapes, and there's some mango, and there's pineapple and melon. You've got a mix there of berpura eitz and berpura adama. So you will need to make one berpura eitz, because it's in front of you. You don't need to make individual berpura eitz. So, for example, you'd make one berpura eitz, let's say, on grapes, and then you would make a berpura adama, let's say, on the melon. Fine, and one brocha, and that covers any other berpura eitz, and it covers any other berpura adama. Okay, of course, there's a, not for now, but there's a big discussion about the priority of brachas. Which ha'etz do you go for? Which, you know, shivasam minim, chaviv, etc. Maybe we'll look into that another time. That's always the test for a potential son-in-law. You know, you, poor fellow, he's invited round, and you put the fruit on the table, have some dessert, and see how he fares, if he chooses the right thing or the wrong thing in the brachas, etc., etc. So anyway, not for now, but either way, the point I'm trying to make is that fruit require bracha for dessert, both for ha'etz and for hadoma. Now, it doesn't make a difference if the fruit we're thinking in our mind, I'm sure, fresh fruit. But it does make a difference if it's baked or tinned or canned, or it doesn't make, you know. So, for example, if you have baked apple for dessert, that would still require berpura eitz. If you have fruit which came from a tin, a can of fruit cocktail or something like that, same halachas apply. It doesn't make a difference. Now, the two situations where it would not apply are this. Number one, it does not apply to fruit eaten as part of the main course. For example, imagine you make chicken with some fruit, apricot chicken or pineapple fritters and things like that. Then that's considered part of the main course, and that would not require a separate bracha. So imagine you've got a piece of chicken and kigel, and with the chicken you had some gravy and some apricots. That apricot would not require berpura eitz. It's considered part of the meal. And another example is if that is the main course. So, you know, sometimes it happens that, and it's wrong, but sometimes, you know, teenage boys, they'll go off to a kiddush in shul, and they'll, you know, be a very lavish kiddush, and they could have 2, 3, 4 bowls of chulent and kigel, and they'll come back and they're totally full. And the poor mum has slaved away and prepared a nice Shabbos meal, and no thanks, mum. Right, of course, quite insensitive, but he needs to wash. He hasn't had lunch yet. He's eaten a lot, but he hasn't washed. So he's going to wash, and he'll have an orange. So if that is his lunch, that orange is the, you know, the total sum of his Shabbos lunch, then he does not make a berpura eitz on that. Okay. Another exception also is that if you eat the fruit with bread. We don't normally do that, but if you've got bread and the fruit at the same time, then that would not require a bracha. Okay, it's unusual to do that. Okay, and I've got a note on the footnote there that, you know, how much you've got to eat a bite of the fruit with each, you know, bit of bread with each bite, etc., etc., but that's on the footnote. Now, another area where fruit comes in the middle of a meal, which is very interesting. We've discussed so far fruit eaten as a dessert, or perhaps in the main course. If it's eaten a dessert, then you'd need to make a separate bracha. If it's eaten in the main course, then not. What about fruit as a first course, as an appetizer? Now, this gets a bit complicated, because what is the purpose of that appetizer? You see, sometimes the appetizer is there as an appetizer to whet the appetite, to sort of stimulate, you know, the gastric juices to enjoy the main course, more food. So, for example, if you have half a grapefruit for a first course, then the purpose of that is, perhaps there's health reasons as well, it's a healthy thing to eat, but it's meant to stimulate the appetite. So in that situation, since the purpose is to whet the appetite, then no brocha is needed. And the grapefruit is a good example of that. The discussion would be if you would have other fruit. So for example, melon. If you have a slice of melon cut up for the first course, and the post can debate that. Because some say that when it's a first course, it's meant to whet the appetite, therefore no brocha is needed. Others say not. It's not considered part of the meal. This is something separate to the meal, and it does require brocha. And therefore, probably the best thing to do, what the poskim suggests, because of this debate, is if you've got the sort of the foresight and the opportunity to do it, and I've seen people do it. It's actually very impressive when you watch another person, and they know their hilchos brochas. It's very impressive. What you do is, if you can, let's say you're invited to a sheva brochas, and they've got some melon for the first course. To sit down in your place before you go wash, take a little bit of the melon, make a less than a kazayis, make a bir priadoma, and then you go wash. And you have in mind that it's going to, to cover the melon you're going to have in a few minutes after you wash. And that's really what I've said there in the second bullet point on over there under fruit eaten as an appetizer. So poskim debate whether this applies to other fruit served for first course, such as melon, fruit cocktail, since they don't actually whet the appetite. But there are, and rather eaten as sort of a nice first course, a satiating first course. And so therefore, but like I said, because of this uncertainty, poskim advised to make a bracha on the fruit before washing for the bread, with the intention to cover the fruit during the meal. If the fruit has already if hamotzi has already been said, and then you suddenly realize they're serving you some melon for first course or fruit cocktail, then you should, if you can get another fruit, which is definitely not eaten as a first, as an appetizer, for example, some apple or something like that, then you could make a ha'etz on that. Okay, so to summarize, fruit in a meal, generally speaking, you make a bracha on fruit. If it's for dessert, then you would make a bracha, one ha'etz, which will cover all the ha'etz fruit, one hadoma to cover all the bir priadoma fruit. And it doesn't make a difference if the fruit is fresh or if it's cooked, baked, dried, canned, doesn't make a difference. It does not apply, you would not need to make a bracha on fruit eaten in the main course, pineapple fritters, apricot with the chicken, things like that, or with fruit which is eaten with bread, or if that is the only part, that's your main course, that's your sort of teenage kiddish boy. Right, that sort of situation, then he would not make a broch on the orange, which is the sole main course. An appetizer, if it's the purpose is to whet the appetite, then no brocha is needed. And melon, if it's not clear, then as I described. Okay, so that's a good way to end it, because if you will please God discuss ice cream and apple crumble and other mazonas next week. So today was just fruit in a meal. But mazonas, such as cakes, all different types of mazonas, whether it's chocolate cake or apple crumble and things like that, and ice cream as well, we'll talk about in the shem next week.
If you've forgotten to eat the melon before
you've washed and made tamati,
can you come back and eat some melon with some challah?
Yeah, so in that situation, the general rule is sofik brachas lahakel. So if you're not sure, there's a case of a doubt, then you do not make a bracha. So in a situation like that, you've washed and you've sat down, and then there's, let's say, some melon and things like that. Then, because of that uncertainty, you would not make a bracha. You err on the side of caution. If, like I say, you had the opportunity and the foresight and the memory to do it, then you do what I suggested, to make a abdomen before washing. That would be the best thing to do. Okay.
Right. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.